I'm Kathy Lohr in Atlanta. Support here for Democratic candidates is split between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. African Americans made up 43% of the vote in this southern state in the last Democratic presidential primary. Many older civil rights leaders support Clinton, and younger blacks, including Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin, are going with Obama.
I was just moved emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually by his courage, his smartness, his experience, and his
But the Clinton name has strong pull in this state. Georgia is the first primary that Bill Clinton won in his 1992 bid for the nomination. That has translated into support for Hillary Clinton. Atlanta Councilman Kwanzaa Hall says people are worried about the economy.
And they want to see a person who can lead and run and make it happen. Because people are already ready for it. They're just waiting on somebody to kind of be the conductor. I think Hillary Clinton is that conductor.
Just east of Atlanta, Stonecrest Mall draws lots of middle-class African Americans. In an unscientific poll, voters here were either undecided or, like Tony Griffin, said they were behind Obama.
He's a great guy. I mean, when we're watching debates on TV and stuff, I mean, he seems like he's a great guy. So, I mean, I like Hillary, too, also. It'd be beautiful to have a woman as a president, but is she going to be there to do what we need for her to do?
Obama held a rally in Atlanta earlier this week, and thousands turned out to see Clinton last night at the state Democratic Party's annual fundraising bash. Among the Republican presidential hopefuls, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is the only one who has spent time in Georgia lately, attending the King Day services and a pro-life rally at the state capitol. Huckabee has reached out to evangelical voters across the country, and in Georgia, they're solidly behind him. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
I'm Jeff Brady in Denver. The environment has played a prominent role in Colorado civic life lately. There's a controversial gas drilling boom in the Rocky Mountains, and the governor has made renewable energy a centerpiece of his year-old administration. Matt Elder says the environment will factor into his decision on Tuesday.
Well, I'm probably like on a scale of 1 to 10 with environmental issues. I'd probably say it's probably about a 6 or 7. I know... Now they say that global warming isn't a theory now. It's really something that really we need to pay attention to. And I do think that the next president really does need to have to pay attention to it.
Elder is a Democrat, but in this state, where outdoor recreation is big business, the environment is an issue across the political spectrum. Colorado Republican Party Chair Dick Wadhams has some advice for his party's presidential candidates when they visit the state.
Republicans who present a positive agenda on the environment that is responsible and that protects the environment without killing the economy, those Republicans do well.
While the environment is a topic in Colorado, nationally it doesn't get as much play. The League of Conservation Voters analyzed more than 2,000 questions posed on television and found only a half dozen about global warming, slightly more than the number of questions about UFOs. Matt Garrington is with Environment Colorado.
You know, if pundits aren't asking the hard questions on global warming and renewable energy, it means that the public isn't getting engaged on these important issues.
Garrington's group is trying to raise the profile of climate change one phone call at a time.
Hi, Sean. My name's Ben. I'm working with Environment Colorado. How are you doing this afternoon?
The group is encouraging people concerned about the environment to show up at their local caucuses on Tuesday. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
I'm David Shaper in Chicago, where many Illinois voters are thrilled about the chance to elect their own senator president. Waiting for a commuter train at the Randolph Street station, Kathy Markham of Chicago can hardly contain her excitement for Barack Obama.
What he's trying to bring to the table is just so refreshing. It's so energizing. It really is bringing such electricity back into politics.
Terry Anderson of Chicago shares that enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. For the first time in a long time. Very excited.
The reason?
Just tired of the old school politics, needs something new, and he possesses that.
But Susan Cooper of Suburban Sauk Village supports
Hillary.
Because?
I think she can use today's experiences along with what she's hopefully learned in the past from when her husband was in office.
The Clinton campaign is not ceding Illinois to Obama whatsoever. After all, Mrs. Clinton was born and raised here. And she and her husband maintain close ties to much of the Democratic Party establishment. 185 Democratic delegates are up for grabs here, and though it is a reliably blue state, there are 70 Republican delegates available in Illinois Tuesday. GOP political consultant Chris Roebling.
I think actually it's a very mixed picture for everybody.
With issues like national security and the economy in the fore, Roebling expects Illinois to be tight between John McCain and Mitt Romney. Much of the Republican establishment had been backing Rudy Giuliani and is now shifting to McCain. But Roebling says that doesn't mean much these days for a state organization still weakened by the scandals that landed its most recent governor in jail.
The Republican Party of Illinois is supine. It is really on the ground, and I would say that it's begging for life support.
Still, there are too many Republican delegates here for the candidates to ignore. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.